Pete Bursich here at TCO Performance Center at the OTAs that have just concluded, and we've been lucky enough to get Mr. Morgan, the tight end. How's the hair?
It's been good. It's treating me well. It's kind of getting hot out here, so that's when it gets annoying, but it's been all right so far.
You guys give you any grief about the man bun?
Every day. But it's all right. I'm used to it now.
Are they just jealous, or?
I don't know. I think it's part jealous, part just older guys being older guys, but I love it. It's part of it.
Now that you're become more of an older guy, talk about the transition. You know, OTAs, these are so important, but they're not quite the season. They're not quite training camp, but they are very important. Talk about the evolution as when you're an older guy. How much easier do these things become?
Yeah, I mean, obviously coming in your first couple of years, you really don't know what to expect. And so it's good just having a couple of years under my belt and kind of knowing how OTAs work and just knowing that it's just setting up building blocks for coming into the season and just kind of getting the guys together and getting a little chemistry going.
How many snaps did you get at your first OTA?
Not very many, yeah. Not very many at all. So, yeah, I was definitely the low man on the totem pole. But, yeah, it was a grind to get here.
Do you talk to the younger guys that are maybe going through it this year? Do you tell them hang in there? What do you say to them?
No, I mean, it's good. Just, you know, I remember being in that position and being the guy who really didn't know a lot. And so having someone, I had Rudy and Red Ellison, and those guys were just so helpful. And so I'm definitely trying to pay it forward to those guys that are coming in now.
You know, speaking of Rudy, you guys have kind of evolved into different roles. You know, he's the receiver. You've done more of the heavy lifting and the blocking, as I like to call it. What do you look at this year? Are you trying to expand your role into getting the more receiving end of things, or are you thinking or taking the angle that this is what I do and this is what I want to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's all dependent upon coaches. I'm just, you know, I'm here to do whatever's asked of me, whatever play it is, whether it's run blocking, catching the ball, throwing the ball, you know, whatever it is. So I'm just here to do what I can to make this team the best it can be.
With the new offensive coordinator, DeFilippo, what are the challenges learning a new system? What's the hardest part about the new system?
Yeah, just obviously just terminology, verbiage, and stuff. I mean, pretty much everyone across the board runs the same plays. It's just putting different words with different plays, and people use very common words that mean completely different things. So it's taking one word and completely canceling it out of your verbiage and making it something else. And so just learning some new stuff. I mean, just getting out there and running plays makes it a lot easier.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
More from TCO Performance Center. This is Pete Bursich signing off.